You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol White.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol White.
Now, see your clothes wash that new Oxidol White, whiter than ever before. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. Yes, you're right. Now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol White.
Once you see the whiter, whiter wash you get with new white Oxidol, you'll never use anything else for your laundry. You just won't take the risk of losing the wonderful whiteness new white Oxidol puts in your sheets and towels and shirts. You'll see that new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, you'll still get the whitest Oxidol wash ever. What's more, week in and week out, that wonderful new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, just as long as you use new white Oxidol. And new white Oxidol is truly safe for washable colors. You'll be pleased as punch with the sparkling brightness of your colored clothes. So be sure to try this new white Oxidol next wash day. Your dealer has it now, so get a package. And be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Rushville Center is quite tense this evening. The town woke up this morning agog over the news that an unidentified stranger had fallen to his death from Ann Morrison's suite over at the hotel. It was reported as just an unfortunate, tragic accident. But by sundown, the case had taken on a whole new complexion. Goaded on by Banker Pendleton, Constable Jim Tookie is trying to prove that there is more to it than has been told by Mr. Sinclair, who claims to have been present when the stranger burst into Miss Morrison's rooms trying to hold her up. But we, of course, know that there is more to it, that it was Joseph and not Mr. Sinclair who was there at the time. Well, it's 5:30 now, and Dr. Stevens has come by to see Faye, who's been in bed with a virus infection. The doctor is speaking with Faye when the phone rings. Listen.
Oh, excuse me, Doctor. Joe? Joe, the phone's ringing. Would you get it, please?
Yeah, Faye, I'm getting it.
Oh, what were you saying, Doctor?
Well, much as it grieves me to lose another cash customer, I got a report. I can't find a blessed thing wrong with you, Faye. Temperature's held at normal for the second day now. So, looks like your days of leisure are over, young lady.
Well, I'm sorry you're losing a customer, Doctor, but it's good news.
Yep, yep. There's the one business in the world where a man feels glad when he can tell his customers they don't have to come around and patronize him anymore.
Well, I guess... Oh, yes, Joe. Who was that on the phone?
It's for you, Dr. Stevens.
For me? Oh, for Pete's sake. Who is it, Joe, did they say?
No, they didn't. They just asked for you.
Uh-huh. Well... I'll say goodnight to you, Faye.
Good night, Doctor. And thanks for everything.
Now, just take care of yourself. Keep your feet dry and your throat covered. Remember, you've been in bed for a couple of days, so don't go spending the whole night dancing.
Oh, I'll try to restrain myself.
All right. Well, good night to both of you. Don't bother coming down with me. I found my way to the phone and out of this place before. Good night.
Good night,
Doctor.
Good night,
Dr. Stevens.
And thanks again.
Oh, don't mention it, Faye. Say hello to Ma for me.
All right. Oh, she'll probably be here any second. Night. Well, my friend.
Everything all right, Faye?
Oh, never better.
Swell.
Where have you been hiding all afternoon?
What? Hiding? That seems a funny thing to say. Why should I be hiding?
Well, you shouldn't be. I was only joking.
No, I was upstairs in my room. I went out in the backyard for a while and meandered around, just mulling things over.
And with what result, hmm?
I don't know. I can't seem to make anything add up to make any sense.
Well, we all have days like that.
Faye, did Dr. Stevens say anything about the accident last night over at the hotel?
Well, he just said that he was called over there. He examined the man. He was dead, and that was all. Joe.
Hmm?
I hate people who volunteer free advice, but do you mind if I say something? It wasn't too many months ago that I was going through something like you are now. So I feel as though I'm sort of an authority, you know? Will you listen?
What are you going to tell me? To forget all about Ann Morrison?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't try to tell you that in a million years.
Well, you don't have to, because as far as I'm concerned, she doesn't even exist. What are you smiling about? It's true.
All right. I'll take your word for it. But I said the same thing just about 6 months ago, Joe. I'd erased a certain Dr. Andrew White from my mind. He didn't even exist. But you can't, Joe. It doesn't work that way. These last few days, lying here, I found myself more than once thinking back to Andrew and all that he meant to me. All the wonderful, wonderful, heartbreaking times we had together. You just can't do it, Joe. You can't strike somebody out of your heart and mind just like that. When you've given them your whole heart and soul, even for a little while. Don't try, Joe. That's where we make our big mistake. We think the whole world's laughing at us, so we get a chip on our shoulder a yard long. I don't mean that you'll always go on being in love. That can die very quickly. But it's the memory of things you did and ways you felt. And the fact that you were in love, even for a little while. Don't fight it, Joe. Just accept it, please.
Well, we'll see.
I know that's easier said than done. But I'm talking from experience, Joe. We start alibying because we think that everyone under the sun knows that our love affair has gone to pieces. And we don't want anyone to know that it was our fault. So we have a nice little one-man fight. Us against the world.
Oh, Faye, I don't know whose fault everything is. It's just there's so darn many things involved. You don't know. You can't. I don't know who's right or wrong. I just have to wait and see what happens. Oh, well, let's forget about it, huh? You coming down to supper tonight?
Am I? Just watch me.
Well, I'll get out then and let you get dressed. I think I just heard the front door. It must be Ma home from the lumber yard.
Joe, try not to get yourself all tied up in knots.
Okay, Faye, I'll try. Say, it sounds like Dr. Stevens is still downstairs.
All right, Augustus, I'll come on over. Oh, about half an hour. Yeah, I'll be there. Goodbye.
Yep, 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 no, just looks like we're in the wrong business, that's all. Now take doctrine on the other hand. Patients just won't leave you be, come clamoring for you and pursuing you every place you go. Oh, hello, Dr. Stevens. Well, tarnation, didn't see you sitting there just as big as life and twice as natural.
Good evening, Tom.
Hello, Ma. How are you tonight?
Oh, fine.
What were you talking about, Shuffle, the joys of doctrine?
Shuffle was only teasing Tom.
What are you doing tonight, Shuffle?
Tonight, oh, nothing special. Have supper and then kick up my heels a bit and just sit. Why?
Well, that was my prospect for tonight, too. But that clamoring telephone call I just had wrecked that. Yeah, so much for the joys of doctrine. I checked Faye, Ma. She's all right.
Oh, that's fine, Tom. It's good to hear.
Yeah, she's in the pink of condition. She can go about her business. Well, guess I better move on.
Somebody else sick, Tom, that you're running off so fast? Oh, good evening, Joseph. How are you tonight, son?
Hi, Ma. Hello, Shuffle.
Evening, Joy. How are you tonight?
Swell. Can I help you with your coat, Doctor?
Oh, don't bother, Joe. I can make it. No, Ma, I gotta go over to the Pendletons for supper now. That was Augustus on the telephone. Big emergency get-together.
Sweet Jerusalem, you better take a supply of bicarbonate of soda with you.
You've heard about the mayor's committee, I suppose.
Oh, yes, Tom. Augustus told me today. I was to their special hearing over to the constable's office.
Augustus wanted me to be there, too, give my expert testimony. I told him, I said I haven't got any expert testimony to give beyond what I told Jim Tookie last night. I got over there, the man was dead, suffered several injuries in the fall from the hotel, brain concussion. I don't want to get into one of Augustus's crusades. Of course, you know, I'm not supposed to discuss this with you, Ma. You're not sympathetic. you haven't got the best interests of the town at heart.
Oh, tarnation.
Oh, you're only interested in defending Mr. Sinclair.
Well, sweet Jerusalem on a bicycle, what's there to defend, Doc? The man's come forward and told his story, ain't he? Said if anybody was responsible for the accident, let the blame be his'n.
Well, Augusta says they've got some new information. Makes them think that maybe the whole thing didn't happen the way Mr. Sinclair has reported it. That it was more than an accident. Seems they got a line on who the fellow was.
The man who was killed, Tom?
Oh, Gus is leaving no stone unturned to get to the bottom of this. Of course, there's just one thing that puzzles me. Right after the accident, I had a call already. Some man wouldn't give me his name. It's the one thing, as I've thought about it this afternoon, the one thing that makes me think that maybe Augustus isn't barking up the wrong tree. Now, who was he, this man who called me? How did he get to know about the accident so fast? And why wouldn't he give me his name? Yeah. Well, I better get a move on. Good night, Ma. Shuffle.
Good night, Doc.
Good night, Joseph. Oh, where'd he go? He was just here.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You think you hang out a white wash, but listen. Now there's a new white Oxidol that washes clothes whiter than ever before. Now Oxidol is the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. It gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. The whitest wash in Oxidol history.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Wash your clothes any day. Dry them any place, even inside. You'll still have the whitest Oxidol wash you ever saw. And that whiteness stays in your wash as long as you use new white Oxidol. And it's truly safe, too. You'll know that for sure when you see the sparkle of the blues and reds and yellows in the colored things you wash. There's a package of new white Oxidol waiting for you on your dealer's shelf right now, so get some today. It's the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Dr. Stevens remembers a phone call from a man. A man we know was Joseph. Well, the town's going to be really jolted when it learns who that stranger was on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.